working remotely. Big Island scientists were forced to do just that when lava from Kilauea's eruptive phase made it impossible to keep the volcano's observatory and the Jagger Museum and the visitor center open. Volcanologists with the U.S. Geological Survey and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park staff are rolling out a proposal to rebuild the facilities that had to be abandoned. The public is being asked to weigh in on four proposals to reduce the footprint and relocate the structures away from the rim while still maintaining a field office that scientists say is critical. We hear from Chief Scientist Tina Neal about that, but first, Park Superintendent Rhonda Loy sets the stage.
This is actually a very exciting time at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park because we have a chance to work with the public and scientists such as Tina Neal from the U.S. Geological Survey and together have an opportunity to reshape the experience up in the summit area. And as you know, we went through some tremendous changes in 2018. It began with the collapse of the crater floor on the East Rift Zone in Pu'u'o'o, which is also located in the park, and also the collapse of the Kilauea Caldera. And the park experienced some over 60,000 earthquakes between April 30th and August 4th in 2018. And it was a tremendous impact on the park. We were closed 134 days. And during that time, the lava lake, it drained away from the summit area, and it had been there for nearly a decade. And parts of Crater Rim Road actually fell into the crater. And we also had substantial damage to our facilities that were closest to the crater lake, and that's in the Ue Kahuna area. And that included our Jagger Museum. And then there was, of course, the USGS-operated facilities, the Hawaii Volcanoes Observatory, which included the Okimura building. Over the last 2 years, we've been repairing the roads that were damaged, repairing some of the trails, and also trying to figure out how we can replace those functions that were lost when those buildings were damaged. So it's seems like a long time coming, but really it's 2 years, and I'm really excited to get to this point and share with the public some of our ideas and get their feedback. All of our brochures and our waysides in the summit area, all of those need to be updated because there's just been such enormous change in this area. So we're actually printing a new park brochure that will show a great panoramic of what the crater looks like today.
And Tina, you know, you're a scientist. Talk about the changes that you've seen.
What happened in 2018 was the most significant event at Kilauea in at least the last 200 years. And so to witness that and be a part of that event in all its facets was certainly a tremendous challenge for us as scientists and human beings, but it also offers us an amazing opportunity to learn more about how Kilauea volcano in particular, but volcanoes in general, work. For the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, our departure from the park in 2018 because of the increasing earthquakes and progressive damage to the building and just basically it being an unsafe place to be, was a terribly wrenching thing for our staff, especially going on at the same time as this very destructive eruption in the Lower East Rift Zone. But as you indicated, HVO has been within the park area for more than a century, conducting research into how Kilauea and Mauna Loa and volcanoes work and really conducted some of the most impressive world-class science into volcanology that has ever been done. So to lose our position there at that perch overlooking Kilauea Caldera has been difficult for staff and for people who don't work at HVO even anymore. The long-term memory of being there, observing the volcano and conducting our work makes it kind of painful not to be there anymore. However, as Rhonda said, this is a tremendous opportunity to rethink our position in the national park, to look carefully at what our critical functions are, and then to design a new field station to support our work going forward in an even better way. So we are also anxious and excited about this process. We're looking forward to public ideas and input about how to make it all work for the many uses of the national park, including the very important mission of HVO to conduct basic volcanologic research, to importantly monitor Kilauea volcano for the health and safety of park visitors and indeed the people of the island. So I think, as Rhonda said, we are anxiously awaiting this process to play out and to continue the dialogue about how this will look in the future.
What's on the drawing board for these plans? What are the four concepts?
We recognize that there was a potential we may one day need to relocate some of those services like Jagger Museum and the observatory further back from that caldera edge. And so these four concepts that we're, and they're draft concepts that we're proposing, really look at locating these services in different locations of the summit area. So we'll continue to have visitor services and the USGS presence in the Kilauea Summit area, but in different proposed locations. So we're really interested in getting the public's feedback on that. And in common to all, the plan is to demolish the Jagger Museum and the Okimura building, which is the largest of the USGS facilities at Ue Kahuna.
And talk about the Kilauea Visitor Center, because you had overcrowded conditions there, right?
Right. A lot of our park buildings were built in the 1930s, so they're really not designed for 21st century living, what we do today, and how we manage visitor flow and conduct interpretation. And so this is an opportunity to redesign some of our visitor services area to improve the experience. Based on the public feedback, we'll relook at some of these design concepts. And I don't think the intent is that these concepts will remain intact. There'll be probably some mixing and matching of parts of one design to the other to come up with the best concept to carry forward. And then there'll be additional opportunities for additional public input. We're in the age of coronavirus, and so normally we would be able to do face-to-face public meetings, but we really want to keep our public safe in our kupuna. So we're trying something a little different. It'll rely a lot more on digital technology, and we have a phone tree set up so people can call in and ask questions, and we'll get back to them. We'll have a lot of the information posted on our website. So it's a different way of communicating and getting public engagement, and we hope this works, and that's why we really want to get the word out.
So what should the public know about the comment period?
So the comment period will start from May 15th and go on to June 15th, and you can get the information on our park website. You can also go to parkplanning.nps.gov/HAVO Disaster Recovery to view the design concept and read the narrative explaining the different concepts. You also have a phone number, 808-460-6212, if you have any questions or if you want information sent to you. And, of course, there's our email address, which is havo_planning@nps.gov.
And, Tina, can you talk about how you folks are trying to bring the story together, you know, for this new phase?
We will not only be creating a new field station within the national park to support our work in the Kilauea Summit area, but this is in tandem with building a new facility in Hilo, Hawaii, where we will combine with our biology colleagues in a unified center that takes us out of the Kilauea Summit hazard zone and gives us some closer collaboration possibilities with the University of Hawaii Hilo and our emergency management partners in Hilo. So the field station idea in the park is just part of a broader revisioning of the HVO infrastructure that will really launch us into the next generations of volcanology research and volcano monitoring and support of public safety on Hawaii Island. The field station that USGS is going to build in the national park and will pop up in these different concept ideas will be the combination of Hawaiian Volcano Observatory staff use and also use by our biology colleagues from the Pacific Islands Ecosystem Research Center. So this is a biological group that currently is housed in some other park buildings. And so we're using this opportunity to combine for efficiencies and reduce our overall footprint. And so it'll really be a boon to the combined U.S. Geological Survey mission.
This is an opportunity to reframe how we use the Ue Kahuna area. Of course, it'll continue to be an important area to study science. But by removing the Jagger and the HVO building, you have a more natural setting that, you know, one of the proposals is to use that former footprint of the buildings to some of that area restored to a natural area, and the other will be an outdoor observation deck. And I think everyone recognizes that particular area is important to so many different individuals, including course, the Native Hawaiian people, and to continue to be able to provide opportunities for the public to come in and really appreciate and respect the area. We want to see that continue, but perhaps in a smaller footprint. So that's one of the opportunities we have with this recovery planning to reshape the visitor experience.
The summit area of Kilauea is just a global treasure for conducting volcano research. There are very few places on the planet as accessible and as frequently active as Kilauea and Mauna Loa. And so to have a field station that supports our work right there really facilitates the quality and the timeliness of our science, and also the quality and the timeliness of our crisis response. One of the things we have to remember in kind of visioning the future of what's going to happen in the Kilauea Summit area, eventually there'll be an eruption there again, either in the caldera or the Southwest Rift Zone or Upper East Rift Zone. And so the proximity of USGS folks to be there to respond and also to help advise the park so they can be mindful of public safety and conduct their operation appropriately really requires that we have a physical base from which to work. Even now that we're displaced and working out of Hilo remotely, HVO scientists and technicians are coming into the park on not quite a near daily basis, but certainly many times a week to conduct routine monitoring of the growing water lake, to maintain and repair instruments in the region that go down, to gather gas measurements, and soon, once the pandemic constraints are lifted, to conduct some geological field work to further research into the past eruption history of Kilauea. So there just is a real need for some base of operations to support all of that work, both for the volcanologists of USGS at HVO and also the biologists of the Pierce Group. As a scientist, as a volcanologist with a particular connection to Kilauea, I can't understate the power of having that personal connection with the place that you are studying and monitoring. I think I speak for all HVO scientists, past, present, and future, that having access to the volcano and having a base of operations to allow you to develop a relationship with the volcano you're studying and you're responsible for monitoring is so very powerful. And that's another reason why we are looking at ways to return to the park, and we're all eager to get back to the park and have a facility to support our work there.
That was USGS Chief Scientist Tina Neal and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park Superintendent Rhonda Lowe talking about four proposals to rebuild the observatory, visitor center, and museum. For links to the plan, head to our website later today.